Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon-coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey, and for this, we give you glory. Now, God, we ask now that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Oh, Father, that you will move for them in a special way. Father, we ask that you meet their need now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give your name the praise and we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. This morning, I would just like to give a shout out to my overseer, the Dr. Apostle Idell Cheever. I bless God for her on today and always. So this morning, I would like to give a shout out to her, Dr. Apostle Idell Cheever. We thank God for being God in her life. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let's just go now to Genesis 22. Genesis 22, verses 1 through 7. And it reads, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and carved the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and he went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Thank God for the reading of the word. Now, what I want to leave with you today is a topic, and that topic is called, Where is the fire? Where is the fire? We see here where Abraham went to sacrifice his son Isaac because God the Father had spoken to him and told him to do so. Now we see where Abraham, when he took Isaac to the mountains to give that sacrificial offering unto God, which was his only son, then he did not realize that within himself he walked by faith because he knew God was going to do something. He knew that he was going to bring Isaac back. And if you remember, he told the young men at the bottom of the mountain that to stay here till we return, till me and my son come back. So, but Isaac said to him, he said, Father, he said, I see the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb? When he said, Behold the fire and the wood, it meant, look, I see the fire and I see the wood, but where is the lamb? Moving forward to 2013, let's go up 4,000 years later. As we look at most churches around us today, we can invert the question and ask, we have the wood, we have the lamb, but where's the fire? That's my thought for you today. Think on this. Where is the fire? The wood is the cross of Calvary. We have the wood. We have the cross of Calvary. We have the lamb. We have Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. But my question is, where is the fire? Where is the fire in our churches today? I'm talking about 2013 universal churches. Where is the fire? Where is the power of the Holy Ghost that falls and miracles, signs, and wonders take place? Oh, yes, we have the steeple. We have the glass windows and the steel windows, and we have our programs, and we have everything that go on, every function that we have, and we put make sure it has a place in the churches. But I ask you a question today, where is the fire? Where is it? I see the wood. We look back on Calvary. I see the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. But what's missing in this puzzle is, where is the fire? Where is it? It's something to think about. The church should be on fire. It should be endured with power. I'm talking about universal churches. The pastor should be on fire. The people should be on fire. Somebody wrote a song and said, somebody needs to catch on fire and burn with the Holy Ghost. Where is the fire? We have made substitutes for the power of the Holy Spirit upon a church. We need power to fulfill God's purpose. We need God's power and His power alone. We cannot accept no substitutes. We cannot allow the devil to give us no wooden nickels in the place of the fire of the Holy Ghost. Where is the fire? We cannot allow the devil to give us programs after programs and conferences after conferences, all without the power of the Holy Ghost. With the power of the Holy Ghost, the fire of God, converts will be converted. With the fire of God, people will run to the altar. With the power of God, you won't have to worry about a parking space on Sunday morning or on Wednesday nights. Why? Because the fire of God will be in the building. We can't do a work without the power of the Holy Ghost. Where is the power? Over 4,000 years ago, when Isaac was on being sacrificed and his father Abraham got ready to sacrifice him, he said, "Father, I see the wood." He said, "I see the lamb." He said, "I see the fire, but where is the sacrifice?" He saw the wood and the fire, but he didn't see the lamb. He didn't see the one to be sacrificed, not knowing that he was the sacrifice. But today I say to you, I see the wood, cross of Calvary. I see the Lamb, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. But I ask you a question, where is the fire? Where is the power of the Holy Ghost? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, 4 through 5, he said, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Paul says, I'm not depending on my wisdom. I'm not depending on flamboyant ceremonies. I'm not depending on drama illustrations. He said, but I'm depending on the power of the Holy Ghost. There got to be a change in the church world. The change is only going to come when there's fire. Where is the fire? Worship services will be inspiring. The music will be uplifting, but there has to be some power. There has to be fire. What is the result? The pastor and the people are not endued with power. The result is always the same, burnt out. Just think about it. If there's no power in the church, there's no fire in the church, the pastor's going to be burnt out. The member's going to be burnt out. Why? Because your fire has dwindled down to a flickering flame, a small spark, and eventually it's snuffed out. Unless somebody fans the coals. God, I hear you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody got to fan the coals. And they got to be on their knees praying and searching for some kindling. Where is the fire? Where is the fire? The church on fire is endued with God's power. It's equal in position. All will be on one accord. And all of one heart and soul, everybody will be pulling in one direction. I'm talking about when the church is on fire. Where is the fire? Everybody will be pulling in one direction. Arms locked together towards a common goal. No preferential treatment. No big U's, no little I's. No social status. No church position. No cliques. Everybody will be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Where is the fire? Where is the fire? In Matthew 3:11 says, he quoted John the Baptist. He said, John said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Where is the fire? We have everything that goes along with possessing the fire. Many of us, we speak in our prayer language. We speak in the unknown language to us, in unknown tongues. We have everything going for us, but we don't have the fire of the Holy Ghost. Where is the fire? John said, he shall baptize you. The one that's coming after me, which is Jesus Christ. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. The fire, when we become filled with the Holy Ghost, we're set on fire. We're set on fire for the Almighty God. Where is the fire? As I close this broadcast today, this is one message that's just got down to me in my sanctified soul. Where is the fire? It's sad to see churches today operating without the fire of the Holy Ghost. Father, I hope that this message has been a blessing to you. And if it has been a blessing to you, why not write to me? Hope for Today Ministry, P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia 31418. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.